Hi, friends, and welcome. I am your hot mess of a host, Mary Hendricks from The Very Merry Life, your new mom friend that soon will feel like an old friend. Every week, I want you to come and join me as we cover moments in motherhood, marriage, sex, and more. Some moments worth savoring, others worth surviving, all with a laugh, pep talk, or F-bomb every now and again. I want you to come as you are, but leave the sugarcoating behind because, guys, we know how sweet it already is. So what do you say? Up for picking some daisies?
Hello. I cannot hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
There we go. What's going on? How are you?
Good. Sorry. I'm like literally at work. So you're going to probably hear things. Hold on.
No, that's fine. How long do you have? Let's set a timer.
I have like 30, 40 minutes.
Okay.
Because like I was going to go home and do this, but like that would have literally cut out like 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah, so. No, that's fine. So let's set a timer for like 30 minutes and then we'll gauge as to where we're at and go from there. Hi, everyone. It's already recording. So hi, everyone. We're
Hello,
kicking things
everyone.
Up.
Happy
Yay.
Love day.
Happy
if
love
you're
day,
watching we're... on YouTube, you're probably watching me right now twirl around. This is my work space. I'm at work. Mary and I are the busiest fucking humans in the world because we're raising three kids. So normally when we podcast, we're podcasting at like 8 p.m. And guess what? We're fucking tired.
Well, and it's not even, I feel like that's not even possible most days anymore. Like I have to go in because I have my calendar link that I send out to guests. Mm-hmm. I almost have to go in and just reconfigure it again, because at night it's not even like my kids have not been going to bed until like 8:30.
Yeah.
Closer to 9
Mine
these days.
Too. Yeah.
And it's nice because they actually are sleeping in a little bit later where my kids are like, yeah. So it's nice. But I'm there's no way I can get on. I can't have a guest wait until like 9 o'clock at night to get on. I don't even want to do that. So I'm like, we're going to have to figure this out. Yeah. So this works perfect.
Perfect.
So. I got nap time, but I'm on right now. You know what I'm doing right now? And we're
going to
talk
doing?
About it is for Valentine's Day. I'm looking it up. Did you see my stories last night?
Yes. What the F? Why can't they bring candy? Like that makes it so impossible for parents.
So fucking stupid. So for everyone listening, it's Valentine's Day, obviously, that we're recording it last night on. So last week, all of a sudden, I decided, which I actually have more to tell you later, I decided to contact the teachers because there was nothing that was sent home in regards to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So I was like on Friday, I was like, I'm going to reach out because nothing has been sent home. I'm going to just ask. And so I reached out and I said, hey, like, what's going on? Because I haven't heard of anything. Like, are we allowed to send in Valentine's? Like, things like that. And so I only heard back from Casty teacher that day on Friday saying, yes, Valentine's are allowed. I'll send more info later with the class roster.
Okay.
So, okay. Weekend goes by. I, you know, don't really think about it, but I know that that's something I have to do. And we got a huge snowstorm yesterday.
Yeah.
So on Monday, I realized that Cassidy takes an art class. I was like, we're going to stop on the way home from your art class. And we have to get some things for you because we haven't gotten, I can't get out tomorrow to do it. So we went and we got these little like Skittles packets that are like pre-made Valentine's Day ones.
Yep.
And I bought them and I was like, awesome. I'm ahead of the curve. Like this year, like I bought the kids like little Valentine's Day baskets and I decorated and I got their outfits. And I didn't do that the past couple of years because I was no bandwidth to do any of that. So I was like really happy that I was ahead of the game. And then I checked last night after putting the kids to bed. It's like about 10 o'clock at night, 10:30. And now I'm sitting down finally after getting everyone to bed. And by the way, Kevin's out of town. Kevin's been out of town since Thursday. So he doesn't get back until Friday. So that's another added detail as to like why it's such a clusterfuck right now.
Truly.
And I'm filling it out. I go in to pull up the class roster. And on top of the class roster is no food or candy is allowed.
I saw that.
And like, I'm like, what the fuck?
What is the point? I mean, listen.
I found out more. So that's what I'm looking it up. I found out. So I was like, what is this? Like a school policy type of thing. And I was more pissed about it because we'll talk about the school stuff. But I found out because I shared it on Instagram. Someone else who's like an administrator in New Jersey, there was a bill that was passed within the last couple of years that said if the first ingredient of a food is sugar, it's not allowed in school. So
what the actual fuck?
Yeah. So happy Valentine's Day to everyone except the person who put that bill forth. And then our governor that signed that bill forward, which I fucking hate our governor, but that's a different scenario. I won't get into it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Anywhere you go, what do you see when you're looking at Valentine's Day stuff? Candy. Candy. There's nothing wrong. And I know that I have a lot of friends that not a lot of friends. I've heard and you know, some moms and like, oh, all they do with like the after school program gives candy, right? Or it's too much sugar in the schools. Like, this is one day, like, let your kid live a little.
Well, and I've heard from other people that were saying like, that's crazy. They said we can send candy in, but the rule for our schools is that they can't eat it while at school.
Yes.
So they can get it, but they have to bring it home. And then the parent decides what they can and can't have. And I was like, I love that. That's how it should work.
Because it should work. And then we police it and we can give it and divvy it out as we see fit.
Exactly. Because we're the parents.
Like, I felt for you so bad when I saw your story. Like, you literally looked defeated as fuck.
I was, because I was like, I don't know what to do right now. Because I had nothing. And I was like, do I call my kids out of school? Like, do I just not send them to school? Because I can't have them. And someone messaged me on Instagram. They're like, isn't this kind of self-inflicted though? Being that this is like consumerism and like you're feeding into it and just don't do it. Like, type of thing. And I'm like,
children, like, they're the ones that are the only ones in the class without giving.
Exactly. My kids don't know anything about that. Like, that's on you, but I'm sorry. This isn't like an opt out type of thing that I can do. This isn't one of those scenarios that I'm opting out of for the sake of sticking it to the man, because I'm sorry, my kids have no clue what that even means. And they're the ones.
And they're just going to be sad.
Exactly. And like, I'm not doing that.
I vividly remember decorating my Valentine's Day box. And actually, when we were younger, we could say it was Valentine's Day. Now it's Friendship Day.
Oh, really?
I mean, in our school, it's Friendship Day. Yeah. Oh,
that's stupid.
So I was like, sometimes I feel like we've gone so far in the PC world. Like, why is someone offended by Valentine's Day? Like, I don't get it. But
everyone's
maybe someone listening
everything.
Could help me and just message me and let me know why. But
Everyone's offended by everything.
They all just chill. Everyone needs to take a gummy for the love of God.
I know. I'm about to like chuck them and send those into school. God. No, I was so frustrated, but I ended up cutting out it. Like, I bought construction paper and I just had like one of those scissors that cuts patterns. And I was like,
you pulled it out. I was like, Mary's going to figure it out. Honestly,
I mean, it wasn't fancy. I literally just wrote with pen, Happy Valentine's Day. And then the good thing was that I just figured, I was like, well, they'll think that my kids drew in. So it was just like, scroll with red. I was like, whatever.
You're at the 11th hour. You're exhausted. You parented all day. Like,
yeah,
I know.
No. So it is what it is, but.
It's school stuff. Speaking of school stuff, I know you were saying something about Spencer. I saw his shirt today. Did he love his shirt? You got, if you didn't see Mary's stories a week ago, she got Spencer a shirt that it was very Valentine's Day-esque. It says the ABCs and then it says, it highlights,
I love you.
Yeah,
I love you. So it's all the ABCs and then it's I love you, which the kid loves the ABCs. So it was perfect when I bought it. He's worn it already like 10 times. He wants to like wear it every single day. So it works. But the whole school thing, that's why I'm like so pissed at schools lately that I'm like, fuck all this right now. But and then we're, because I know you have school stuff too. So that's why we're going to talk about that. But with my stuff, so another thing, which is just annoying me, like I think the school that my kids go to is fine, but I'm also starting to get really annoyed. And the annoyance with my kids' school started back when Cassidy was in early intervention, because we went to this school for her speech delay. And they basically told us that she didn't qualify for the, like at 3 years old, like she could have gone to the preschool program there, but they basically told us that she didn't qualify, that she wasn't bad enough, but she wasn't where she should be because of the test score.
Yes.
And they were like, there's nothing we could do. Just send her to preschool. And hopefully that will be the thing that will catch her up between year three and her going to whatever. And that's when we realized we tried it. And then we realized that she regressed like significantly until it ended up where we got a speech therapist who was such a help. And she was like, you take this letter and you bring it to your school and they will take her because they have to based off of these test scores. And that ended up, but just the runaround that her school has given me, which we're getting at this point again, because for everyone listening, my son, Spencer, he's 4 and a half almost. And he'll be 5 in September. And he is in the public preschool system, which is the same preschool that my daughter Cassidy was going to. But at the time, Cassidy was in there for speech delay. Because up until this year, it was only open to kids who needed an IEP or had early intervention services. So it was only available for that. Otherwise, for the general public in our town, it wasn't open until this year. So when that opened, I was like, score, like it's free. We're going to send them. And we applied and they didn't have enough applicants because usually it's a lottery. And he got in and I was like, fuck yes, it's free, full day, 5 days a week, preschool.
Yeah. Awesome. Makes a difference.
Made a huge difference. So he loves it. I'm sending him, but I sent him with the knowledge that since he's not turning five until September, that because the way it was marked was if he, I forget the wording on the original paper because I don't have it, but it was like what I understood it was is that because he'll kick off next school year as being 4 years old still, he can repeat another year.
Yes.
And then I found out because during like our parent teacher conferences, I even mentioned it. I was like, yeah, I'm not sending him to kindergarten. I'm going to hold him off a little bit. And they were like, yeah, no, sure. No problem. Until I got a paper home about 2 weeks ago that was about registration for kindergarten. And I reached out to his teacher and I was like, hey, we said that we're not planning on doing this. And she said, well, she called me on the phone. She said, you're going to have to call the front office, but we found out that he won't be able to repeat, because of something with his age. And I was like, what? So I called the front office. I talked to the principal. And because his birthday falls 2 weeks before the cutoff in New Jersey, or in our school, at least it's October 1st.
Yep.
Because it's 2 weeks before the cutoff for kindergarten, he qualifies for kindergarten. And that disqualifies him now from the preschool.
That is so frustrating.
So frustrating. So my choice is now, based off what the principal told me, is that I either enroll him in kindergarten and keep going, or I take him out and privately, that's up to me as to what I do for that next year.
And then you have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, I mean, here's the thing. Sucks. Like, I think we talked about it briefly. Like, obviously Spencer is very bright, but like maturity wise, he's still a 4 year old going into kindergarten. Like, you know, I have a lot of friends and I've seen it like where they were like, well, okay, I'll just put my nephew, for instance. Here in Florida, we start early, like mid-August, which is nuts, you know, because I'm from New York. I'm like, this is literally the middle of the summer. But his birthday is August 20th, and he was 4 years old for 1 week in kindergarten and then turned five the week later. And guess what? They had to retain him in first grade because he just wasn't there yet. Like, there's some kids that, like, you know, you just don't force that on someone. It sucks that the school system can't really, like, bend for you.
No, well, what pisses me off too is like, and it, you know, I was talking to my mom about it. And she's like, well, maybe did you read the paper correctly or incorrectly? And I was like, Mom, I read it as close as I could. And I even expressed this concern and nothing was said. And thank God, like I have we have at the end of our street, we have a younger couple who is in like same age as me. And she has two kids, one, a 3 year old and a 2 month old. And so we see them out and about and they like to play. And she is a teacher in the, like, we live in the township. I don't know if you guys, township and there's boroughs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a new, you know, East Coast, New England-ish thing, but there's townships and boroughs of like the same town and we're in the township and then there's the borough and she's at the borough schools. And she was telling me and she's like, yeah, I just signed her daughter up for the preschool in the township because obviously that's where she lives.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, awesome. And then I was telling her about Spencer and she's like, shit. And I was like, what? And she's like, her daughter's name is Blair. She's like, Blair's birthday is September 29th. And I said, but then you're going to be in the same boat as me.
Same boat.
And she said, they're not giving you any exception with their birthdays being so close. And I said, nope. I said, based off of everything they said, there is no wiggle room in that. And I said, so I don't fucking know. So I shared about this on Instagram because I literally was at my breaking point last week with our dishwasher and bullshit, other shit happening and knowing Kevin was going to be out of town and whatnot. But that I got the call from the principal and she told me that. I was like, what the fuck? Because if Spencer goes in, like I said, he's a smart cookie. He is academically ready. He's like, he's ready, but he would be the youngest of his class. He might, there could be a close to almost a 2 year gap between him and someone. Like if he goes in and he has a student in class that's six, when he gets in, it's almost 2 year gap between him and some of his classmates.
Insane.
Based off of that, it works. So I was like, this sucks. So I was like, well, what if I do send him and then maybe hold him back?
Yeah.
And so I emailed his principal and I said, hey, like if I enroll him, is it possible that if at the end of the year, we decide that we don't think he's ready, we hold him another year?
You can do that. But you know what it is?
Not in New Jersey. Not here. No. Not in our school, at least.
Because he's gonna.
I mean, it's not a New Jersey thing. She said in our school, it's not something that we do. She like I can read her email, but all I know is that she. Hold on, I'll read it. Let me grab it because I'm pissed.
Yeah, because honestly, what's going to happen is he'll probably do fabulous academically. Mm-hmm. If you were to enroll him, he'll probably actually be smarter than some of the oral.
He's already at a first grade level. So he's already smarter than like, not, I don't like to say smarter, but he knows more academically than my daughter knows. So I don't want to say smarter. She has her own interests, but yeah, I don't think he would be fine, but this is what she sent back. She said, thank you for speaking. Cause I called her again. I was like annoyed. And I told her, I said, I regret ever sending him at this point because I said, I can take him out. I get that, but I'll put him back. There are no preschools around us. Like a lot of people were like, well, what about like Catholic schools? Catholic schools usually have like a pre-K program or, you know, a transitional kindergarten. And we don't have any of that. We're in rural West Bumblefuck of New Jersey. We don't have that. And all we have is daycares that have a preschool.
They're different.
And they're different. It's kind of like crowd control. A little bit.
Yes, it is.
Because we had Cassidy and Spencer. They're from 3 to 4 for Cassidy specifically. And even like 4 to kind of 5, we had her in a preschool. That was daycare.
Yeah.
So it was, and it was fine because it was the only thing we had, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because again, I felt like they were just trying to get through the day.
Yeah. It's more of a babysitting. Like I have Bryn in a preschool. It's not, they do not call themselves daycare. And the reason is because they have a curriculum, an educational curriculum for the 1-year-old classroom, for the 2-year-old classroom, and they're doing this stuff all day long.
Yeah.
So it is different. And if you're listening, and if you need childcare help and you're not sure, try to find a preschool, not a daycare.
Yeah.
And I know
that obviously it serves as a daycare. They'll take care of your kid all day, but that has a curriculum in place.
You want the learning environment.
Yes. It's just very nice. And if you can't find one, don't stress about it either. They're still going to be fine. But it's just nice.
It always works out somehow.
It does. It always does. But that's – so I'm like, I don't really want to pull him out. And it's going to be expensive. And that's the only thing that I can find that would be a full day to keep him in the routine that we're already on.
Yeah.
And there's nothing local too. So it would just be another kink of me having to transport people around. Oh. And they're both taking a bus. So I'm like, this is nice. But – or I can put him back in the nursery school that he was at because we do have nursery schools. Okay. And we only have one, and it's a 3 times a week program for 2 hours per day. So,
he's already in it. Like you'd be going step backwards.
Exactly.
I'm sure there's so many other mothers in your scenario right now.
Yeah. I know there are because I had so many reach out to me, and I'm like, this is just, I don't know. But this is what the principal said.
Yeah,
so she said, thank you. She said, as discussed, consideration for retention of any student is a formal process that would be inclusive of multiple factors and criteria, including significant academic, social, emotional, and other challenges. Based on Spencer's current functioning in preschool, I don't think he would be considered a candidate for retention in kindergarten. Spencer has had a very... Spencer's had a very successful preschool experience so far and has developed positive peer relationships. Mm-hmm. And she said, I understand that this is a personal decision and I'm happy to answer any questions. So I'm like,
It's just like, can you hear me? I just moved.
Yeah, because no, you're good.
I feel like the lighting is, there we go. That's better. Hi guys. There's my face. It's sucky because, you're the parent, right? And you know, I mean, I briefly spoke about what's going on with my kid and I feel like I grew up there where you're having this issue, but you know, the schools are pretty decent. Like down here in Florida, you know, you move to a place that has good schools. We moved to Boca because the schools were good.
Yeah.
But, it took over 1.5 years for him to get an IEP.
Yeah.
And I finally got it. And let me tell you the relief. It's hard when you have a child either. And it's, I've had friends that have kids that are very bright and they have challenges with that. Because usually there's a emotional component to them. Like they're almost too smart for their own good.
And that's like me. Spencer. Yeah.
Yes. And then there's people like me who my son is academically, like he's right at the learning curve. Like this is like this whole learning curve thing.
Yeah.
Like his trend is up, but he's not really meeting the mark. So like I sat in this IEP meeting and it sounded like all these teachers were like, well, he's not really doing poorly. But it was finally the school psychologist who did the full 2-day evaluation with him. And she said, no, he needs this. He will benefit from this. And the relief I felt because it's been this like ongoing, like, because he's not terrible in school, right? Because he's not like major learning disabilities. IQ is actually pretty average.
Yeah.
Which it's just, he has the ADHD component part of it.
Yeah.
But you have to advocate for your kids because we know them best. Like,
yeah.
And it's, even the psychologist was like, I can tell that like you're, what you're telling me and what he has told me, I can tell he's an anxious kid. And that alone, yeah. You know,
yeah.
But it's hard because you're advocating for him. You're saying, I don't think he's emotionally there for kindergarten yet. And they're like, well, too bad. You know, it's like,
yeah, I just don't know what to do at this point where I think we're probably going to send him. And yeah. Then I guess we'll find out. But
yeah,
like, it's just a bummer because my, like, I don't know. My mom was like talking to me about it. And then I like got upset because she wasn't, my mom and dad are both, like, my grandpa was an educator and my grandpa used to always say like, hold boys back and things like that. And that's yeah. Like a big thing. I think it's called red shirting or red, yes. Whatever.
I've heard of it.
And, but it's usually done for sports, which I don't have my eyes on sports. Like, no. I don't really give a shit. Like Spencer, he will try stuff where I enrolled him in kinder, like karate and stuff like that. Like, I don't, he doesn't seem like he is like wanting to do football and stuff. That could change, but I'm not really at this age being like, I want to set him up for advantages in sports. I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more like down the road of being like, is he going to be okay about being the last one getting his license and getting his license
I was young. I was 17 when I graduated high school.
Yeah. Which, so
like,
you know,
I was one of the young ones and it was like, I was last to drive. Like, I was last for a lot of things.
Yeah. And I remember, cause your birthday's August. So I remember having friends that had an August birthday that it wasn't that rare, but Spencer then will be starting college when he's 17.
Yes.
And getting his license when he's in a senior in college or senior in high school.
High school.
And then I wonder, like, and I said to Kev, or, you know, last to go to the bars. Like, like, I said that and I was like, you know, I don't know if that's a correct parenting thing to like think about, but I think about the social aspect. And then I said to Kev, I was like, this is a weird one to think about, but girls down the road.
Cause he's going to be with his peers. They're going to be older than him.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's weird. This is a weird thought considering he's only 4 years old and I'm not thinking like.
You're just like me. We're like.
But we think ahead, which I think is kind of important, though. But I think
it is.
Being the younger of his class and being a girl, girls typically don't date boys that are younger.
No. I know that I was like, oh, he's younger than me? No thanks. You know, yeah, like,
exactly.
Oh, like,
I don't know why. I don't know why that was a thing.
Yeah.
But it was. And so I'm like, am I setting him up for, like, some fucking emotional distress down the road that I can't turn around if that's the case? And it's not like – and, you know, kindergarten retentions don't stress me out because I don't really think it's like the kids don't notice.
They're not gonna remember. Yeah.
No. But if down the road and he's in third grade or fourth grade,
that's when it matters.
Well, I remember there was a kid in our school when he was held back.
Yeah.
It kind of like branded him as like a, I don't know why.
Dumb or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, so I don't want to deal with it down the road where like, does that immaturity going to show later on?
Yeah.
Where
I'm
like,
I had a magic ball. Please show me the future. Like, that's all I want. So maybe I'll have less anxiety if I just had a magic fucking ball telling me everything's going to be okay.
I know. That's where I like, you have to trust your intuition and just like,
I think, you know what? Send him. He's going to do great academically. And then you just hope and pray that it all works out.
Yeah, but I guess what I said is if it doesn't, then we will just fight tooth and nail.
I was just about to say that.
Next year.
You have to advocate for your kids. If anyone has followed me and seen my journey with this IEP, trying to get my son, and if you don't know what an IEP is, it's an individual educational plan. So, like I said, Luke, my oldest, is very bright. He's a great kid. He's very well liked. He just struggles with certain things and he learns differently.
Yeah.
So, but not everyone's going to know your kid. Like he's holding everything in school. He's not letting them know, like, I'm anxious. I'm scared. I can't do this. I feel inadequate. He's dumping that on me.
Yeah.
And me as the mother, I am the one to tell them, you don't know my kid like I do. I am telling you he needs this.
Yeah.
And it's wild how I know there, and I'm sure there's tons of educators listening and it's just, you have to fight for them. Resources are low, especially here in Florida. There's not a ton of staff. Like I got my middle son an IEP for speech, right?
Yeah.
I I did that privately. I paid out of pocket like $3,000 for a speech and language pathologist and an oral surgeon to diagnose him with a speech delay, right? Mm-hmm. So that kind of expedited this whole like meeting and like getting the IEP. And we get the IEP. She's like, okay, great. He's going to get speech in school, which saves me $80 a week because that's how much speech was.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm lucky that I have a great job. My husband has a great job, but still $80 a week is a lot of money.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, and she said at the end of the meeting, she's like, oh, by the way, like we are supposed to have 4 speech and language pathologists. We only have 2. So he's going to be behind on hours. So he can make those hours up in the summer. I'm like, what? What?
I know. I feel like everyone that works in schools, like I feel so, like I love teachers. Like that's the thing. It's like, I love.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's administrative, you know?
It's the rules. It's all this stuff that's coming in. And then I don't think parents make it very easy either.
Like, well,
I think
there's a lot of.
I think we're definitely, you know, there are some parents that just make it really.
Yes.
Flipping stuff on teachers. Like where, you know, like the whole Valentine's Day thing where, you know, some people on Instagram were like, wait for your teacher to drop the ball and like send this last minute. And I'm like, I honestly don't even, you know, like, it would have been nice to be, she has her own life and she has students and she's like, she's herding cats every single day. So I'm like,
oh my God, totally.
It's fine. But I'm like, it's just, you know,
I mean, it's a made up holiday really, but you know, like you said, you can't not have them. You know, I mean, teachers, I will kiss their feet. I've been a room mom now for 2 years. I am on the WhatsApp chats with the room parents and they're not always nice to teachers and we got to give them more credit. We really do, but they have to follow protocol and rules too. But I think the state of motherhood is, especially with young kids, is like I said, we wish we had a magic, you know, ball that can show us what's going to happen and what, you know, like you said, you know, in the future, you know, I know you're thinking about when he's dating, but like that's my thought process too. I always think like my kids, you know, there was talks about Luke being retained last year in third grade. And I was like, this is when I went crazy and was like, we need to get evaluated. Like he cannot, like, unless he truly has to, but, I know that they can help him in ways that he needs. And that's what the IEP is. I mean, that's what it's for, you know, it's to help them succeed. And all you want you to do is see your children succeed and thrive and supersede you. And that is just the life cycle of being a parent. You just want your kids to do better than you did. And then you want their kids to do better than them. Like it's just, but you have to fight for them all the time because who else? They don't have a voice.
No. And this like, it's just, I don't know. The kids, like the shit kids deal with now too, which is like wild, absolutely wild, which I talked about it, which I shared in a reel, which you know, a reel that was that I had to take down, about the whole kid, like things with that my kindergartners had to deal with. I had to take that reel down. I shared a reel about it, but I had to take it down. And that's a different story for a different day that we won't get into. But,
I fucking love you, Mary.
Fuck all of that. That was so fucking stupid. Oh, we'll get into that a different time. But I talked about it where like my kindergartner is dealing with like the other day, Cassidy came up. She's like, hey, what's fat mean? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, what's fat mean?
It's dark like, already. She's like,
And she's like, I have a fat tummy. And I'm like, who is fucking telling you that? And I was like, no, you don't. And I said, fat is just a word.
Yeah.
And I said, and sometimes we use it to describe people. Yeah. And I said, and oftentimes it is not used nicely to describe people. So I said it's a word, but we do not talk about ourselves like that. Yeah, we're not using that word. But I'm just like, oh my God. I don't know. That's where I'm like, okay. I hate all the school shit.
In elementary school, I was called fat all the time. And I looking back, I wasn't. I just wasn't a stick. I was healthy. My mom's fucking Italian. She cooked 3 course meals every meal. Like I was fed, you know, like I mean, there's people, there's children starving. They would love to be fat. You know, there's people in the world starving. They would love to be fat. I know that word is really triggering for me. But, I know.
All the school stuff, though, is just, it's stressful.
It is stressful. Well, I was talking to a patient today and she said, as your kids get older, the physical part of it, like getting up early, chasing them, goes away. But the mental load for having older kids gets heavier. And she goes, and I would take the physicality of running after a toddler, you know, making sure they don't choke on stuff over the mental load of having children in middle school, high school, yeah. even elementary school.
I know. My mom even said that. She said, my mom hated the teen years. She's like, I hated the teen years.
Well, because we're sassy like, and we talk back and we think we know it all.
Yeah.
And then, no, you know, like when I had, when I found out I was having Brynn, everyone's like, I'm like, oh my God, a girl. You know, I had two boys and everyone's like, oh, good luck. And I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, okay. Every child, every person hits puberty. Okay. They might have a shitty phase, but they come back around. You would hope so. Like had like a few years of like sass and I thought I knew better. And then when I hit like 21, 22 and I was living on my own, I realized, wow, my parents are really fucking cool. And they supported the shit out of me and they always loved me. And I realized then, like, I was like, I will kiss their feet and they walk on water in my eyes, you know, especially my mother.
Yeah.
So, but you know,
no,
it's just little kids, little problems, big kids, big problems. There's always something.
There's always something. And that's what Katie and I are dealing with. That's why it's been a while since we got on.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know. Like, I'm like, Mary, we've got to get on. Even if I'm here at work next to my ultrasound machine where I look at boobs all day.
I know.
But yeah, it's a journey. And if you're on the journey, Mary and I are with you. You know,
yeah, we're figuring it out.
Yeah. Everyone's figuring it out. No one has their shit together. Not the most curated, perfect Instagram creator that you follow. Even she has her shit and she won't show it. But that's why we podcast, because we're going to air all the good stuff for you guys to feel normal.
Yeah, just to feel normal. Like, we don't have answers. That's like my biggest thing. It's like, I'm not an expert in any of this stuff. I'll bring experts on to hopefully weigh in and hopefully make some lasting impact.
Yeah.
But I like bring them on and I'm like, oh, I'm not doing any of that. So, oops.
I know. Yes, I've listened to all of your podcasts, and I'm always like, I'm a shit mom. Like,
I know. Whenever, especially if I bring on parenting ones, sometimes I'll just like nod and I'll be like,
yeah, like, it's like, you really shouldn't yell at your kids. I'm like, fuck. Okay.
Do you know, I've actually, so we'll sign off on that note. I have been on a pretty good streak of not yelling at the kids this past week.
Pass that baton to me, babe.
I mean, I did. Okay? Don't worry. I did the other night. I lost my shit on him. But I didn't like freak out like I have in the past.
Like raging.
Yeah, I didn't rage. I just yelled because they were being actually belligerent. Feral. And they needed to be reined in a little bit. And I told him, I was like, do you like this? I was like, do you enjoy this?
Yeah. No.
Is this fun for you guys? Because it's not fun for me. And I was like, just relax. Like, just chill out and sit down. Especially because my husband's not home. But I've been good, especially because Cassidy made a comment. I think I remember you saying something that when, what was it? Luke said something to you. They're like, when you yell at us, you make us feel dumb or something.
Yeah. He told me, when you yell at me, you make me feel like I'm dumb. And that was a big turning point for me. Where I was like, whoa. He already struggles with like self-esteem anyway. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Well, but Cassidy said something. She's like, when you yell, you hurt my feelings and I'm upset all day at school. And I'm like, okay, we're going to. Yeah.
I really try in the mornings to really, I mean, the mornings are the most triggering part of my day, truly. But I have to get to work and I have to get three humans fed, dressed, and out the door. And my husband, like you, is not always home. Yeah. I have to dig very deep, woo-saw, and say a couple Hail Marys because I'm like, I'm going to kill them. But I don't want them ever to go to school and like not come back. I mean, today is the anniversary of the Stoneman Douglas shooting. You know, like,
when was that? Where was that?
That was in
Isn't
Parkland.
Isn't sad that I even know?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It was down here in Parkland in Florida where the gunman.
So
like, I always think about like, I would never, I don't want them to ever, I want them to wake up and have a good day. And I don't want my mood to affect them. I'm sure it does.
Of course it does. I mean, we're only human. You can only do so much. So I've been, like I said, I've been on a good streak, but it's been a doozy.
It's been a doozy. Well,
been a doozy. So, well, with that being said, we're going to keep it because Katie has to get back to work, but we're at 33 minutes. So we'll make it short, but that's where we're at right now. We'll be back in and recording again. So we'll try to get back on every 2 weeks and touch base because we've just
been
crazy.
We're in it. We're in the season of busyness with children, life as everyone.
Yeah. And you know, and that's the thing is like, I'm kind of just surrendering to that at this point. So like if things slip here and there with like the podcast or if like an episode doesn't come out, like just know, like
you're one person.
I'm one person. I don't have assistance on this anymore right now. Cause it's just, my life is, you know, we're kind of just dwindling back on things, but
yeah,
I, you know, and also this isn't monetized. So for anyone listening, it's like, we're doing this out of a labor of love at this point, but, I'm trying to just make this as realistic as possible, because I'm like, either I can make a decision to make this a full business go and really make this a job where I hire help and I have, you know, daycare and stuff like that. I don't want it. I don't want to. And I'm happy just doing the middle and letting it be a messy middle that I'm in. And we'll I think that's why
people come and tune in, because they don't want that. They like the messy middle that you're putting out. And I'm happy to be a part of it. So
I'm happy you're here. So awesome sauce. All right. Well, everyone, catch us next time. Another episode down. Thank you all so much for listening. If you love today's episode, I would be so appreciative if you would leave a rating and review. I cannot begin to tell you how much those mean to me, but also how much they help me get in front of more eyes and more ears. As always, be sure to check back every Tuesday and Friday for a new episode, whether it's an episode with me, me and my husband, me and Katie, or just another incredible, amazing guest. Stay tuned for more honest, real, raw chit-chat. And hey, do me a favor before you go. Remind yourself how amazing you are, how enough you are, how special you are. And boy, oh boy, I sure am glad to have you here. Thanks, friend.